study of something I think all of us know about.
我们现在要研自己学习，我们大家可能都了解的，都知道的。
We know how it feels to be discouraged.
我们都知道说你灰心丧气的感觉是什么样的。
And we know how it is to be disappointed.
我们也知道失望的感觉是怎么样的。
Sometimes we can be so deeply disappointed in someone.
有的时候我们知道说我们那个很失望的时候是怎么样子的，或者。
But you know, we as Christians, and I'm saying this is something that we as Christians, we have discouragements and we have disappointments.
作为基督徒，我们也有沮丧和失望。
These are actually normal emotions.
这个是很正常的情绪反应。沮丧和失望有点像生气，生气也是一种情绪。
All of us have felt that.
我们都能感觉到沮丧和失望在我们里边的感受。
But the Lord tells us the remedy of it is not to let that anger become sinful.
主耶稣告诉我们，就是说怎么不要让这个怒气变成犯罪。
And the way for it not to become sinful is that.We forget it, or we find forgiveness, or we somehow get over it in one day.
然后有的时候
don't let the sun go down on your anger.
或者是说我们怎么让它不变成犯变成罪呢？或者是我们忘记它，或者寻求原谅，然后或者就像有一天你就忘记它，因为就是你让它过去。圣经上说不可含怒到日落。
But many of the things that happen to us, our problem is that we take it in.And we allow it to become part of our thinking.
我们很大的问题就是我们把这个东西放在心里边，然后让它成为我们一直常常思想，让它成为我们的思维模式。
That's why we have to understand, being Christians, we're still very human.
要了解到我们作为基督徒，我们还是很有人性的。
In fact, Christ himself was human.
主耶稣自己就是完全的人。
He had angry at the Pharisees and what they were doing.
他对那个法利赛人所做的，他也会很生气。
Actually, he got so angry he just drove them out of the temple.
然后主耶稣也是很生气，把那些人从圣殿里都赶出去了。
But I'm sure as soon as they got out, he felt that he had done the right thing, and so he had been what his father wanted him to do.
他是遵行父神的旨意，他就把这些做生意的人、做买卖的人都给赶出去了。
I don't think he went home steaming over. Look at those Pharisees. Da 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 da.
我想主耶稣不会回家以后还在那里生气，说你看看这些法利赛都做了什么。他不会一直就是到那种
So in the emotions of life we have to understand we can't let them get the best of us.
所以我们要知道，我们不能让这种情绪来控制我们。
They can't get rooted in our mind.
不能让这种就是这种想法在我们的脑中生根发芽。
For the mind is the entrance to the soul.
因为呢，你的那个头脑中所思想的就可以进到你的灵魂里
面。And when we let it in our mind and we rehearse it and go over it and over it, it becomes bitterness.
当我们允许这个思想进到我们的头脑中，然后我们不断的在那儿反复咀嚼，在那儿思想，最后就会变成苦毒。
And for some, it becomes murder.
有的时候这个人会甚至会因此而谋杀。
So what we need to do is recognize I do have emotions.
所以我们要认出来我们的确是有情绪的。
But I cannot let them get the best of me.
但是我不能让这个情绪来操控我。
I don't know if it was in James, maybe it was in James, I'm not sure where the scripture is, but it tells us about don't let your rage, when you know what rage is, that's when you're out of control with your anger.
他就说不要让你生气到一定程度你都变成暴怒，这种暴怒就是说你完全无法控制了到那种程度。
Because he went on to say you'll lose your testimony.
他说你这样的话你就没有见证了。
People will see that and oh, right away, they'll say, is that a Christian?
然后他们看到说哎呦这基督徒发这么大的火，那他是基督徒吗？
So that's what he's trying to tell us.As Christians, we do have emotions.
作为基督徒，我们是人，我们是有那个情绪的。
For some people, it's harder to control their emotions than others.
有些人会比另外一些人，他们更难控制他们的情绪。
Because we allowed ourselves to just let our emotions take over.
因为我们允许我们的情绪来控制我们。
That's why some people say when they're angry, "Well, that's the way my family is."
然后有些人就是我家里边就是这样的。
You know, my father's just like that, and so, you know, our family, we used to argue. That's because they let themselves go.
然后他们就说我爸爸就是这样的。为什么这样的？
Those emotions get the best of them.
因为他们就容许这个情绪来控制他们，直到这个情绪完全的掌控他们。
And then when they get angry,
所以当他们一旦生气的时候呢，
they don't know how to hold it. They just get that same kind of anger. And then say, well, I can't help it. It's just part of my
life. 然后他们一旦有这个情绪，他们就会说我就是这样。
But it's always because we've let ourselves go.
他说因为我们家的就是这样的，我从小到大就这样。
We have not disciplined ourselves.
是因为我们总是让自己顺着自己，让由着自己的性子，让情绪发出来，我们没有就是管教训练自己。
And one of the things that he talks about in our life is discipline.
神在圣经中告诉我，在我们生命中我们需要学习的是要管约束我们自己。
Discipline is what really helps us to take these things, these emotions and other things that come into our life and put them in proper proportion.
就是说管教约束我们自己，就是把发生在我们生活中的事情呢，把它们按照它们实际上你所应该有的反应来反应。
So as we as Christians, we must learn how to face these things, but not let them get the best of us.
我们应该学习怎么来面对这个事情，而不是任由这些事情来掌控我们。
So let's look at four reasons why we get discouraged and disappointed.
所以我们来看一下四个原因，为什么我们会沮丧和失望。
Now I guess Job is one of the best illustrations.
我想约伯是个最好的例子。
Job was the richest man in the East.
约伯呢是东方最富有的一个人。
He was not only the richest man, but he was one that was the leader, one of the leaders.
他不仅是最富有的，而且他也是那个地方的领袖。
He said, when I would walk into the group at when they were sitting there at the gate, the young men would stop talking.
他说一旦我走到就是那些城门口的时候，年轻人就不再讲话。
And they would all, the old, even old would respect him.
所以就算老年人也尊重他。
So Job had not only riches, but he had position.
所以约伯不但是很有钱很富有，而且他有一个很高的位置。
He was well known.
他被众人所知。
We see that probably some of his friends had traveled a little way to talk to him. He had four of them that came.
你可以看到他有四个朋友，他们从可能是要走一阵比较远的地方来过来看他。
So we see then that this is the kind of man that we're dealing with now.
所以我们现在看的是约伯。
Now his wife had gained a lot of things.
当然呢，
because she was Job's.
因为他是约他的太太，因为是约伯的太太，那他肯定有很富有。
She enjoyed the riches.
当然，他也很享受这个财富。
And usually, when a man was looked up to, his wife was also.
当这个先生很被尊重的时候，通常呢，这个太太也很会被人尊重。
So we see now that when he loses everything.
所以，当约伯失去了一切所有的时候。
Till he was really hard to even look at there in the ashes, scratching these.
然后他就是浑身长满了疮，坐在炉灰中用那个瓦片刮自己的时候。
And we see that it seemed as if Job himself had got control of himself.
然后好像约伯对自己的情绪各方面还是能控制的。
He said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away."
他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
Another time he said.You know that if it's the Lord that if He gives us all this good, can we not accept evil?
他说：“难道我们只是从耶和华手中受福，不也受祸吗？”
Now that is how he reacted to it.
这是他面对这样的困难的情况，他的反应。
But then he had those that came like his wife.
然后他有一些人到他跟前，有的是就像他的太太。
The one that should support you.
他太太本来应该是，就是应该是。就是支持他，鼓励他的。
The one that should be trying to help you.
应该是来帮助你的。
Come and say to him.
然后对他太太说什么呢？
Why do you still keep your faith?
他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？
Why don't you curse God and die?
你弃掉神死了吧？
Now that was very encouraging, wasn't it?
那是不是这个很鼓励你呢？
Your wife.
你的太太。
Why?
为什么？
And so, can you imagine in your own heart if you're married, if your spouse?Looked down at you and said, "Curse God and die."
你能想象，就说你的配偶对你说看不起你，然后说你就弃掉神死了吧
？On every end,
然后让你真的是从里到外失望到极点。
I don't feel like she just all of a sudden became a person that was, that, could discourage Job.
我觉得她不是一夜之间忽然就变成一个很让约伯更加失望，就是在那打击约伯的人。
Because that kind of spirit doesn't just happen to a person.
我觉得那种精神不是说就一下子形成的。
Because if she had been loving,
如果她要是一个
kind,
很慈爱很有爱心的人。
And they worked hand in hand.
然后就是总是在照顾别人。
I don't think she would have felt that way.
也许她不会这样的感受。
Because her love and her care for him was too deep.
因为如果她是这样的很爱她的丈夫的话，
But I think she was
the
kind of woman probably that was discouraged with every little thing that happened. She would get upset about.
所以我想这个约伯的太太有可能就是有一点小事情发生，她就很容易的不高兴啊，或者是就是心里难沮丧。
Now you won't read this in the Bible.
当然你在圣经里读不到。
This is thus saith Schwartz.
这是我妈咪说的。
But you know, I've learned enough about human nature.
我现在已经对人性有一些了解。
That when you love someone and care for them,
如果你真的爱一个人，在意一个人，然后你尊重他
，You're not going to tell them curse God.
你不会说你就弃掉神死了吧
？You're going to be there to be helpful to them.
你就会在那里，因为
and this is what you've been doing all the time.
这是你做的，你会在所有的时间都会，所有的情况下都会帮助他爱他。
So I think maybe she had some problems before this, with easily discouraged.
所以我就觉得可能在这个约伯失去这个灾祸之前他可能就有这样的问题就是很容易的失望沮丧。
I can see that her spiritual life wasn't very good.
我可以看到他的属灵生命可能不是那么好。
Because if she had loved God the same as her husband, she never would have said curse God.
如果他要是像他丈夫那样的去一样爱神他可能不会说
she was a person that,
你诅咒神。
She was a person I believe that always blamed God.
我想他可能是那种总是说动事情不像他所想象的那么顺利的时候就开始责备神
so when the pressure
抱怨神所以当压力来的时候
this was her attitude.
这就是他的这种态度
But Job told her one time, "Don't be a foolish woman."
然后约伯就说不要像愚顽的妇人那样
So we see then that he could have got discouraged.
所以呢
And no doubt he may have been disappointed in her reaction.
也许约伯他是可能就是很灰心，特别是他太太的这种反应也更让他灰心。
Now I know she was suffering over the loss of her children.
当然我知道约伯的太太，她也真的是很痛苦，因为她的孩子都死了。
But it seems that when you suffer and you and your husband are very close.
如果在你受痛苦的时候，如果原本你和你的先生就很，
together,
你们两个人就很亲密的话，那你就会一同受苦。
So、we have to realize, folks, that our blaming others is foolish.
所以我们要意识到，当我们去责备别人，把都说你是我的问题的时候，这个是很愚蠢的。
We're making excuse rather than coping with it.
然后我们就在找理由的，而不是在。怎么样来面对问题
I want to tell you, we make most of our problems ourselves.
其实很多时候我们的这个问题都是我们自己造成的。
I've often told you about my aunt.
我有时候常常告诉你我的
She had a very bad disposition. I loved her to pieces, but she had a very bad disposition.
我很爱她但是她的那个脾气特别不好。
One time she didn't speak to her husband for 6 months.
有一次她跟她先生六个月不说话半年。
So, but you know, I'm sure she wasn't happy during that time.
我想你六个月不跟先生说话，可能也不会高兴。
You know, not to speak to your husband, not to have anything to do with him, or you know, that's really bad.
你跟他不说话，然后也不做任何相干，那个真的很糟糕。
And I'm sure she wasn't happy.
我想他六个月那中间也不自己也不开心。
Sometimes this is what we as women do.
那就是有时候我们女人会这样做。
We allow things.
我们就允许这种事情。
They get the best of us.
就让我们把我们整个给掌控了。
So we build up walls.
所以我们在我们周围好像建了一堵墙。
Sometimes over the most stupid things.
有的时候你的这个原因是很愚蠢的。
One of them sometimes is because he won't help me.
有一种原因就是说因为我现在
不帮我。I have to do everything.
我什么都得做。
And he doesn't do it. He doesn't You know?
他啥也不做。
Well, you have to realize he's out working for you.
你要了解到你先生在外边上班吗？
You're enjoying the things that he worked for.
他你在享受他工作的努力成果。
And you have to understand he may have had a mother that did everything for him.
你也要了解到可能从小到大都是他妈妈帮他做一切。
And your husbands that their mothers did everything for, they don't know how to do.
如果妈妈从小到大把这个什么都帮这个男孩子做了，这个男孩子长大。
They don't even notice.
他们就什么也不会做，甚至都看眼睛里没看不到活。
They never noticed their mother.
他们也看不到他
们妈妈。They never noticed things around them as they grew up.
他们周围长大发生什么事他们都不会有注意到。
So why should they start when they marry you?
所以为什么他应该跟你一结婚，他就突然变了人似的，什么都改变了
？This is, but these are the kind of things if you don't let them get the best of you, as your intimacy and your love grows, you can begin to tell them these things that bother you.
所以呢，当你们更亲密的时候
，They'll usually look at you and say.What do you mean? I didn't, you know.
然后你们就更亲密，你就会看到。
They're not even aware sometimes.
什么时候你就知道有什么问题，你就会说。
Now don't get me wrong. There's some men that are terrible.
我当然不是说从另一方面，我知道有些。
But I'm just saying that many times we bring our sadness and our heartaches on ourselves.
有很多时候，我们就是其实是我们自己造成了这种心痛和难处。
Well, now his wife did this, but then he had three friends and another man that came in the crowd.
然后他除了他的妻子之外，他又有三位朋友，然后又有个年轻人来了，所以一共是四个。
And at first, oh, for 7 days they sat with him there in mourning.
然后刚开始他们真的是有7天7夜坐在地上跟他一起痛苦。
That's what friends should do.
那应该是朋友所做的。
I'm sure he felt comforted by them being there.
就是因为他们在他来，他可能心里就已经得安慰了。
But he didn't know they came to condemn him.
但是他不知道他的朋友来了是要谴责他。
My mother was great at this.
我妈妈在这方面很擅长。
Anytime I got sick, she said, you know, anything I did, she thought that you did it, you know, you caused it.
然后我妈妈很擅长，因为没事，只要我一生病，我妈就说就是因为你做了什么什么。
If you only wore your coat when you went outside，
如果你出去穿上你的大衣，肯定就不会。
And you only would do this，
如果你就做这个，你就不会。
You're sitting there feeling very sick， you know。
然后你在那儿坐得很难受。
Anyway， when we look at this， and that's in some people， it's their way of showing that they're worried。
其实这就是有些人他们的方式，他们来表示他们的关心，他们在意你，所以他们就这样的来说。
And they have a way of blaming you because they don't know what else to do.
他们的方式就是好像总在责备你，总在怪罪你，因为他们不知道别的该怎么做。
So when we see these things, we as Christians must learn that these things really many times, if we don't get control of it, we're going to have some heartaches and sorrows.
所以呢。我们作为基督徒，我们要知道，就这些事情，如果我们不学会正确的反应、控制的话，我们就会有很多的心痛和难处，会受苦。
So for the next weeks,
所以在这下边几个星期
，these three men are telling him how much he must have sinned.
然后这几个人就告诉他说，你肯定是犯了什么罪。
Every one of them in their own way was saying it's your own fault.
You've
sinned against God.
就有不同的方式来说。
God has brought these things on you.
你肯定是犯罪得罪神，所以神才这样让你这些事发生，来惩罚你。
Now that seemed to be a thought, something that was drilled into them.
然后，这个可能真的是阻碍他们。
Because God's word had said, you know, if you do good, God is going to bless you. If you don't, He will not bless you. So to them, it was, what shall I say, doctrinally true.
所以对他们来讲，他们的教义是正确的。
Because he took him away from you now. You sinned. You've done something wrong.
因为圣经上确实讲，如果你行的正确呢，神会祝福你；如果你行的不会，神会惩罚你。所以他们的教义是没有问题。所以他们就觉得说，你肯定是做了什么错事。
Now, if that had been me,
如果我是
，I would have been so under.Condemnation.
如果我是约伯，我肯定就觉得人就整个就完蛋了。
But I might even forget my pain.
然后我就觉得我自己真是被谴责，我可能连我的痛苦都忘掉了。
You see, some of us are very easily condemned, and we feel guilty.
然后我们有些人其实很容易被别人谴责，也很容易感到愧疚。
Any of you easily to feel guilty?
我们有多少人很容易感到愧疚呢
？Any of you?
对不对？是多少人很容易觉得罪疚感很强嘛。
Well, God bless the rest of you.
然后你们大家只有两个人举手，大家真的是神祝福你们。
Because there are many Christians that have struggled over false guilt.
他们真的是在这个错误的罪疚感上要在上面花很多的时
间。Most of the time it comes from something that happened in their youth.
很多时候是因为他们那个童年时候小时候发生的。
Sometimes it comes from an emotional problem like OCD or some of the others that make you feel guilty.
有的时候的是那种就是有的是你的情绪上的问题，比如像那种强迫症，
所以我总是觉得罪疚感。Amazed at the Job.
所以我总是很惊讶于那个约伯的反应。
And I realize this is what we need to have, a faith that cannot be shaken.
所以这就是我们所需要一个不被摇动的信心。
A recognition that you cannot think of any sin in your life.
然后你认出来说，在我的生命中，我找不出来什么罪。
And this is what Job went through.
这是约伯所经历的。
He said, "I don't know anything that I've done wrong."
他说我真是查不出来我心里面说我觉得做错什么。
You know, you've sinned.
然后这些朋友就不断的指责他说你肯定是犯错了，怎么做犯什么罪了
？The greatest problem that Job had was.I don't feel God.
约伯最大的问题就是说他感觉不到神。
Now I want to tell you one thing.
我告诉你一件事。
As a Christian,
作为基督徒
，when you're very sick,
当你很就是身体很虚弱生病的时候
，you don't feel God.
很多时候你是感觉不到神的。
Because your physical works with your emotional.
因为你的那个身体状况会影响你的情绪。
And sometimes it's like it just, whoo, that's it. You don't, you know, you feel like you're alone. You don't know.Can't see, can't feel him, you can't understand why it's happening to you.
然后你就一下情绪掉下去，你感觉不到他，你也不知道为什么会发生这件事情。
But Job had a faith that would not be moved.
但是约伯有一个不能被摇动的信心。
They're knocking at him and telling him he's a sinner, and he said, "I know my Redeemer liveth, and someday I'm going to see him."
然后约伯呢，不管他们怎么说，约伯说，我知道我的救赎主活着，有一天我要站在他面前。
If I could write it on stone with a pen of iron, I would write out my Redeemer liveth.
他就算我有金刚钻，就是镌刻在这个岩石上，我会说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
So you see, Job did not let all of this discouragement and disappointment in these friends.
所以约伯没有容忍他的。由他朋友而来的这些失望和沮丧。
You know, it's very hard to have a friend turn against you.
你知道，当你的朋友转过来跟你作对的时候，那个是很难受的。
Very deeply.
那个可以很深的伤害你。
So we have to realize he could have really gone down into despair.
你知道，他真的是可以，其实可以那个落到这个绝望的境地。
Feeling that nobody cares for him.
然后就觉得说，这个世界上没有人在意我，没有人爱我。
But Job refused to.
但是约伯拒绝这样子做。
Because what?
为什么呢
？He didn't let it get the best of.
因为他不允许这些东西来掌控他。
He never let what they say dwell in his mind.
他没有让他们容许他们所说的就是留在他的脑海里面。
And he knew where he stood with God.
他知道他跟神的关系是怎么样的。
Job proved what God was using him for.
约伯也证明了神在用他。
You see, this was a challenge between Satan and God.
其实这个约伯有这些经历的一切是神和撒旦在挑战神。
Satan said, "You take away his wealth, take away his health, and he will curse you."
那个撒旦就说，你把他的财富跟他的身体健康都挪去，他肯定就会诅咒你。
I would have liked to have been in heaven.
然后我希望有天在天堂的时
候。At that council meeting.
然后在那个，我很想当时在现场，就在那个会议上。
When the devil was there like he was the first and second time.
就像在第一幕、第二幕，那个撒旦在那个在上面出现。
And God saw Satan. He said, "Satan, where you been?"
然后神就说：“撒旦，你在哪里
？”Going to and fro across the earth.
他说：“我在地上走来走去。
”Well, Satan, did you notice my son Job?
然后耶和华就问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的
？”You would have seen a look, and he would have turned away. His son Job stood true to his.
他说：“你让我就是伸手攻击他，但是
约伯却站立了。”In to disappointment,
所以我们不需要。
It's hard at first. Now we're going to another man who had discouragement and disappointment in another way.
然后我们看另外一个例子，就是他也有别的方面的沮丧和失望。
This was probably one of the greatest prophets.
这是一个可能是圣经中最伟大的一个先知。
It was a prophet that he didn't die.
他没死，这个先知没有经历死亡。
God took him up.
神就把他直接带走了。
And he went to heaven without dying.
他就直接上了天，去了天堂，没有经历死亡。
He was a very special prophet.
他是一个很特别的先知。
He was one that was very bold.
他是非常勇敢的一位先知。
When Ahab was probably one of the worst evil kings of Israel.
当亚哈王，这个大概是历史上最邪恶的一个王的出现的时候。
And his wife was even worse.
他的太太甚至他更邪恶。
They did some very bad things.
他们做了一些很可怕的恶事。
She was an occult. She was a sort of the one that brought the occult to Israel.
因为他就是把那个异教给带到
以色列去。They worshipped other gods.
他们就敬拜别神。
They turned the people away in many ways.
他们就把让人远离耶和华。
And you know, Elijah got tired of it.
然后以利亚就受够了。
Now it doesn't tell us that God told Elijah to go.
然后圣经上没有记载说神让
以利亚去。Now God may have told him to go.
也许神告诉他说你要到国王面前。
But Elijah went to, I forget where their capital was then.
Samaria. 然后以利亚就去了他们当时的都城撒玛利亚。
And there in Samaria, he walked into the throne room.
然后以利亚就进到那个王宫里宝座前。
And he said to the king Ahab.
然后他就对这个亚哈王说
，Ahab,
亚哈
it's not going to rain anymore because God sees your wickedness.
因为神看到你的邪恶，所以有三就不会再下雨。
Marched out.
你就记下来。
Well, actually, I think that they thought he was foolish.
然后可能很多人觉得他那个很愚笨。
But as the days went by.
但是当时间过去的时候。
And the weeks went by.
又过了几个星期。
And the months went by.
又过了几个月。
And there was no rain.
确实一点都没下雨。
They knew that it was true.
然后他们知道这个以利亚说的这个都真的是都实现了，真的是这样。
Finally, at the end of the 3.5 years,
然后又过了整整过了三年半。
He met with him.
然后呢，这个以利亚就去见到国王。
You take your idol priest and go up to the mountain. I will go up to the mountain. We'll see who's God.
然后他说，带你的那个假，就是你的拜巴利的先知，到那个山上，加密山上，我们看谁是真神。
So he let the others.Build their altar.
所以他首先呢，就让那个
sacrifice, but he said no fire.
然后他就先让那些拜假神的先知把他们的
油放
在祭坛上，说不要点火。
Is going to send fire for that.
他说只有真神会从天上降下火来。
Well, they began to pray.
然后这些假先知就开始祷告。
And hours went by.
过了好长时间。
And hours more went by. They began to cut themselves.
然后从上午到下午，这些人就甚至狂呼乱叫，正在薅在割自己。
There was Elijah.
然后呢，以利亚呢
？Making fun of them.
然后就开始嘲笑他们。
Maybe he's gone out.
他说他可能出去了。
They had all these things. He said. He even said maybe he's gone to the bathroom. He used it another way.
然后他当然他就说他是说他是不是巴黎去上厕所去了
？Until finally.They knew, no fire came.
然后到最后呢，也没有火。
So Elijah said, "It's my turn."
然后以利亚说，现在该我了。
We'll see with the God of heaven.
我们看谁到底是真神，天上的神。
So he made the altar.
然后他就到那个祭坛前。
Put the sacrifice in the wood there.
然后他就把那个火和那个木头放在那。
Started to make ditches all around it.
然后他又让那个祭坛旁边就挖了沟。
And began to throw buckets of water on.
然后他就倒了很多水在这个沟里面
，water on the sacrifice，
然后又倒水在这个祭牲生祭上
，water on the wood，
然后又把水倒在这个要烧的柴上
，water all around the ground，
然后又在这个四周都倒上水。
He was really making it hard for the Lord。
对，他让这个神啊降火是不是更困难一些呢
？But when Elijah prayed, I think it was 56 words。
然后他一共就祷告就56个字，不是祷告了好多小时。
Fire came from heaven.And just burn up everything, even sucked up the water.
然后呢，这个火就从天上降下来，烧尽了所有一切，甚至把那个沟里的水都烧干了。
And then he turned and had the people kill all of those.
然后他就转过来说，拿住巴力的先知，把这些所有人都杀了，不容一人逃脱，都被杀了这些先知。
So then Ahab and them all started down the mountain.
然后他们现在就开始下山了。
And Elijah began to pray.
然后以利亚开始祷告。
He was praying for rain, Lord.
他在为这个下雨祷告。
Three times he did send his servant to look.
然后三次呢，他祷告，他让他的仆人去看。
The third time his servant said, "I see a cloud the size of a man's hand."
他说第七次仆人说，我看见有一小片云从海底上来，不过如人手那样大。
And what he did?
He started
running back.
他就开始从山上下来。
He even passed Ahab in his chariot.
他甚至呢跑了跑超过了跑过了那个国王的那个马车。
But something happened after that.
但是这件事情过去之后发生了什么呢
？Jezebel was mad as a hornet.
然后那个皇后耶喜别呢就特别生气。
And she sent out a decree if anybody finds him,
we're going to kill
him. 然后他就
下令就说任何人看到以利亚就把他杀了。
Now Ahab and now Elijah stood up before Ahab.
然后以利亚原来站在这个国王面前，站在这个所有人面前。
But Elijah was tired.
但是以利亚现在很疲惫了。
He'd gone through a lot.
他已经经历了很多。
So we see then that he ran away from her.
所以呢，他就开始逃命了。
He was frightened.
他害怕了。
But God came and the angels encouraged him.
但是神来，神借着这个天使。来鼓励他，给他食物。
Kept the sun from him because they built it. There was a plant that came up.
That's probably Jonah. That's what's 那个月果，那个是什么
？Jonah.
That's Jonah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get back to you.
他来讲 Jonah.
Yeah, you're right, Elijah. I was trying to think of that. Elijah actually, we see him trying to run away, and he was, and God stopped him.
然后呢，以利亚本来是想去逃命，但是神停止了他。
And in the end, he was encouraged in the Lord.
在最后呢，他在主里边得到鼓励。
God lifted him up.
神再次来把他举起来。
Now we see that Elijah was discouraged with life's circumstances.
所以我们看到以利亚就是因为生活的这个生命的这个环境，
he was tired.
他也是灰心丧气，
他很累了。He was tired of running. He'd been running from Ahab for 3.5 years.
因为他躲避国王已经躲避了三年半，他已经这种厌倦了、累了这种逃命的生活。
And now we see that the circumstance of life is almost too much for him.
然后现在好像这一切对他来讲已经太多了。
Now before we talked about how they can hurt us.
在我们在谈论就是怎么样来伤害我们之前
，there's things that happen in our life.
有些时候在我们生命中所发生的事情。
That those circumstances, after a while, you get so weary.
然后就这种环境过一阵，真的是让你非常的疲劳。
You get so discouraged.
你心里面真的是对很失望，对这些人太失望了。
You're disappointed that life didn't turn another direction.
你就很对于生命的走向，你很失望。
And many people are living under that.
有很多人是活在这种失望、沮丧之下。
Discouraged with your wedding, with your marriage.
对你的婚姻很失望。
Discouraged many times when you have to be a caregiver.
有的时候你很失望，因为你必须要去照顾老人，照顾别人。
Can you imagine what it's like when you have to care for a child that can't talk or walk or whatever for their whole life?
你能想象去照顾一个孩子，可能从小不能走、不能说话，
you never live a normal life?
整个一生都这样吗？你从来不能过一个正常的生活。
So you can see we can get into life circumstances.
有时候就是一个生命的境况。
Maybe some of you toward the end of your parents' life, you may have to take care of them.
有的时候你必须要照顾年迈的父母。
And it can be very, very caregiving can be very hard.
你照顾别人这种有的时候是很艰难的。
Before my mother died, my pressure went up to 250 or something like that. They had to take me to the hospital.
我妈妈去世之前，我的血压有时候就升到250，我都得去医院。
I had help. I don't know what people didn't have help.
我还是有人帮我，就是一起照顾我的爸妈，但是我就不知道，就完全没有人帮助的话，那怎么样照顾我？
When I was talking to my friend, she said, "I know."She said, "I often felt like I'm going to die before they do."
然后我朋友说，我知道。他说，我照顾我父母的时候，觉得我的
朋友死在他们之前。Very, very difficult.
所以去照顾老人，有的时候照顾别人，有时候真的是可以是一个很非常沉重的负担。
So when we get into some circumstances in life, we get very discouraged.
所以我们进入到生命中有些状况会让我们非常的灰心失望。
We're disappointed that we're there.
我们很失望我们怎么就做到这种境地呢？
So we have to meet these things. They're not changing yet.
这些事情现在也没有改变，他们不会改变。
How can I face this?
我如何面对这些呢？
Somehow through the help of the Lord, you cannot let it get you down.
靠着神的帮助，我们不能让这些事情把我们击倒。
I'll tell you how God helped me.
我就可以跟大家分享神是如何帮助我的。
Because there were times my mother and I really didn't know how to converse with each other.
我和我妈妈好像之间不知道如何交流。
And so when she got older, it was difficult, not just to care, but there's that emotional part you have to deal with.
所以不单单是说要照顾她的身体，就是那个情绪上那种就很困难，越来越困难。
But I came to the place that I said, Lord.I'm doing this for you.
然后我到了一个地步，我对神说：“神啊，我
My mother was a wonderful servant for God.
我是为了你做这些。
She trained young preachers.
我妈妈是一个很好的，就是一个很忠心的仆人。
She actually was a very wonderful woman.
她是一个很棒的一个女士，但是她也是会培训年轻人。
She just didn't have many motherly arts, but she was a wonderful woman.
她可能在母亲这方面不是很强，但她是一个非常好的神的仆人。
So I said, Lord, I'm doing this for.
所以我对神说神啊我照顾我妈妈是为了你照顾着是因为她是你的仆人为你照顾你的仆人
And it changed my whole attitude.
这把我的整个态度都转变过来
It changed my whole outlook at these things.
然后让我看待事情的整个角度都不同
I see some women that bring their afflicted children to the restaurant sometimes.
我有时候看到有些带着有残疾的孩子到餐馆里去。
About a month ago, and we were Whole Foods eating, and there was a girl that the mother brought in, a lady almost, she was very big and heavy, and I could see she could hardly talk and things, you know.
我就看到一个妈妈带着一个女生，这个长得很大，然后大概也不太能谈话，到那个餐馆里。
The mother brought her in and sat there and took care of her, and saw she had things she could eat, and She didn't look upset at all.
然后妈妈就给她找她可以吃的东西。这个妈妈看上去好像一点都不是说很沮丧的样子。
You see, a lot of the drudgery about things that we have to do is in our mind.
有的时候我们是因为我们心里这么已经开始害怕了，有的时候跟我们的想法有关。
And when we're able to look at these things in the light of what God can help us and that we want to be a person that is more kind and loving and ask God to help us.Some of these things become easier to do.
有的时候，如果我们可以说靠用神的眼光来看这些问题，就是说也靠着神的帮助，我们这些事情就会容易一些。
So actually, we see then that with him, he finally, though the circumstances of life really got hold of him, but God brought him out.
就是像以利亚，他的这个整个的生，他的周围的景况把他给。
One of the ways he brought him out is he didn't live much longer. He took him home with a chariot of fire.
有一个神解决的办法就是把他直接带到天上，用火车战马把他带到天上。
Now don't ask for a chariot of fire to take you to heaven because you know that's what.
你不用向神求说是不是神用火车战马把你直接带到天上，不用经历死亡。
Then we see Jeremiah.
现在我们再看一个例子，就是耶利米。
He felt angry and discouraged with God.
他甚至是有时候觉得对神很生气，也很失望。
Jeremiah was only 17 when God called him.
当耶利米被呼召的时候，他只有17岁。
And Jeremiah didn't want to face it.
耶利米不想面对。
Jeremiah was young, and it looked like it was something. No, Lord, not me.
然后他很年轻，他说：“神啊，不是我，别选我。
”And so.Finally, Jeremiah did become that prophet.
然后确实耶利米变成了那个先知。
But when you read Jeremiah's inner feelings sometimes,
有时候你读到耶利米
，you have to read the Book of Lamentations.
你如果读他的那个感受的话，你必须要读那个耶利米哀歌。
And he would get angry at the Lord for what's happening.
他有时候对所发生的一切，他也对神会生气。
But you know, he learned the steadfastness of the Lord.
但是他学到，就是感受到神，他学习到神慈恒久不变的爱。
You know, when we get hold of the promises of God.
当我们抓住神的应许的时候
，He said, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God loves us.
他说是因为神的慈爱永远不会断绝。
His mercy never comes to an end.
他说他的怜悯不至
断绝。They are new every morning.
每早晨这都是新的。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
Said the Lord is my portion.
他说耶和华是我的份。
Therefore I will hope in him.
因此我要仰望他。
He had a lifetime of this.
他整个一生都是这样的。
When I said, yes, it was pretty much a lifetime because it was he that great, that had to give the great, what shall I say, had to face the kings and the men of the court that they hated him. They tried to kill him. They did all kinds of things, but he had to still keep going to the court, telling them what God is going to do to Israel. And they would get mad at him. And
所以他就是那个就是整个要去面对那个国王还有所有的这些有权贵的人物不断的告诉他们说神的那个神的话告诉他们虽然他们很恨他也想杀他也很讨厌他但是他又一生中间他要不断的去到他面前去警告他们。
But God was good to Jeremiah.
但是神是对耶和对耶利米是有
良心的。He was one of them that the king heard about him.
他甚至You mean the
king of Babylon?
他说他甚至那个巴比伦来侵略他们敌人的国王都知道他，听说过他。
And he told his men, "Don't touch Jeremiah; just let him go."
所以呢，这个巴比伦王就告诉他的
兵士 them,
说：“你不要去碰他，他愿意去哪就让他去哪，因为他告诉这个巴比伦王
that they should just let go on to Babylon and live that time that God had said.”
然后他其实告诉以色列人说你们要去巴比伦就是照神所说的在那边生活。
Then we see that Peter was discouraged with himself.
然后我们在下边看彼得对自己失望。
You ever feel discouraged with yourself?
你有没有对自己失望过呢
?I wished I could do it better, I wished I knew how.
我希望我真的能做得更好我希望我当时多知道这个。
I know that I have.
我知道我自己是这样的。
I'll tell you the truth, Satan will tell you these things.
你知道吗？撒旦会不断的在你的脑中放这些念头。
And it's been worse for me since I've gotten older.
尤其是我又把这些东西就是让这些东西就是常常停住在我脑子就会变得更糟糕。
Satan has brought things to my mind that I never remembered.
然后那个撒旦会把我都完全想不起来的事情想起来。
Some of the things that I wished I hadn't done or wished I hadn't said.
有些事情就是我希望我怎么当时没说那句话没做那个事。
Trying to discourage.
就想要让我失望让我沮丧。
And this is the way Peter was discouraged with himself.
这就是彼得为什么就是怎样对他心里失望。
He hadn't stood for the Lord.
他没有在神需要的他就是没有为神
站立。That bore very heavy on him.
这个对他来讲是很重的负担。
But he had to get the best of it.And it was through Jesus that came and said, Peter, do you love me?
然后这是因为主耶稣后来回来问他说
Peter said, Lord,
你爱我吗
you know.
然后彼得说主啊你知道
He said, I want you to feed my lambs and my sheep.
他说你喂养我的羊和小羊
And he became one of the stronger disciples.
然后这样彼得就成了一个很强的一个门徒
That little coward Peter,
那个懦弱的彼得
on the day of Pentecost,
在那个五旬节那天
came out in front of everything and everyone and preached a sermon that was scorching.
然后他又有一个像一个火一般的这样的一个讲道，然后就是会说那个法利赛人
because he didn't let it get the best of him. He listened to Jesus.
因为他听从主耶稣的，他没有让这个东西来
打动他。Jesus rewarded him with the Holy Spirit.
然后主耶稣就用圣灵来回报他。
You know, discouragement happens even to the strongest people.
你知道这个沮丧和失望会临到最强壮的人吗
？But you just have to be honest with yourself.
你就对你自己要诚实。
Pay attention to your life.
就是留意你的生活。
So we find out then that these things come, but we can't let them get the best of us.
所以我们知道这些事情会发生，但是我们不能让这些事情来控制我们。
We have to learn how to accept.
我们要学习怎么接受。
That's a very hard word.
那是一个很难的，就是很难做的。
It's so much easier to go on hating and feeling why did God do this and.Than to accept, okay, Lord.
很容易的，就是其实那样更容易，就说神呐，就是责备说神呐，你为什么允许这些事情？而但是你要去接受就更难。
Now this isn't in the Bible.
这是在圣经里边的话。
This is another one of Schwartz's.
At least not in the Bible?
No.
Well, I will tell them
now.
I'd like to clarify.
You
won't find it in any book. But sometimes I feel like when Jesus introduces his church to the Father, he may say, Father,
他会说父啊,
this young girl here, Johnny, she broke her neck when she's 18.
这个琼妮, 她18岁的时候把那个脖子给摔断了,
but she made the best of it.
但是呢, 她却用这个,
and all of her life, she couldn't move from her neck down.
从她整个一生, 她从脖子往下都不能动,
but she became a great worker for me.
但是她却是我一个很了不起的工人,
she became someone that could go around and encourage others.
她就整个世界去,
she was able to get wheelchairs for people around the world.
她就是真的是为世界上这种, 残废的人给他们想办法帮他们争取到这种,
she was able to rise above it.
然后她可以从她的环境中间升起来。
Now, Father, I gave this child, this person, a child that was that wasn't going to ever grow up to be a person that could function.
然后就是这个孩子可能永远都不会长大，我把这个孩子交给你。
But they persevered.
但是他们坚忍,
they love me and they serve me.
他们爱我, 他们服侍我。
I introduce them to you.
我把他们介绍给你。
I really don't think that some of the things in life that become very difficult for us, if we learn how to take it and make the best of it and give it to the Lord and go on with that, I believe that you're going to have rewards that you never thought about.
我就知道说，如果我们生命中发生的事情，我们不让这些事情交给神，我们把这件事情交给神，我们继续下去。我们在天上，我们将来的赏赐是大的。Don't
let anything get the best of you.
不要让任何事情来控制你，来完全的掌控你。
It will for a while.
它可能会有一个，这个中间只是一段时间，我们都会有挣扎。Because
you have the human.
因为你有人性,
and yet you know you love the Lord.
你知道你爱神,
and you know those things that the human's going to struggle for a while.
你知道我们人性中我们有些事情我们是会挣扎的。
When we get to the place that we just give it
to him. 我们要到一个地步, 我们把这些所有的一切都放在主的手上。
Oh, it makes the difference.
这个会带来很大的不同。
You don't like your situation?
你不喜欢你的情况。
If you've got a lemon,
如果你有一个柠檬,
take your lemon and make it lemonade. This is what we've got to learn to do. And you'll have others come to you and say, how do you take it?
然后呢,别人,
I can't take mine.
就别人,
then you are the witness, you're the worker, you're the one that is the one that can help these kind of people. You feel very tired of everything today. Well, first you need to get some rest.
第一个呢,
Elijah had to get some rest.
你看以利亚,
and then you need to keep your body good.
然后呢, 就是要,
physical strength. Then you need to just face this, and some things you just need to accept.
有的是，所以要面对有些东西，你必须要学习接受。
Now there's some things you don't need to accept.
当然有些事情你是不需要接受的。
I don't believe God wants you to be beaten up by your husband.
我不相信神想让你被你的先生痛打。
That's evil.
那个是邪恶的。
And he doesn't want evil.
然后神并不想要邪恶。
I think those women that leave, and many times, you know, their husbands will come with tears running down their cheek and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. And the problem is they probably didn't.
然后有些,
but they can't control that something inside of them that is beyond, it has a passion.
然后有些先生有些太太因为这样家暴就离开家先，流着眼泪都说，对不起啊，我并不是有意的，但他们可能是，但当事情发生的时候，这些先生可能控制不住他们里面的那种情绪，就成了一种模式。
There's sometimes that you will just have to know what God wants you in your circumstances. I think women who just go live with men and the men treat them so bad and they stay is women that's got something wrong with their mind.
我觉得如果一个女人跟这个男人在一起，这个男的虐待她，她还继续待着，可能这个女的这个想法有问题。
Now if I'm married to them, I made a covenant.
但是如果你这个再继续呢，你要是进入婚姻的话，
I really don't feel sorry for women that go live with a man and this goes on。
就是说没有，就是说他们以前本来还没有结婚就同居，但是还继续容忍这个男人虐待他，可能这个女的想法或者这个精神上，就是起码是有些什么问题。
So remember, we get discouraged.
所以我们有的时候
we'll get very disappointed about some people and certain circumstances.
我们会对一些人或者是很失望、沮丧的时候。
My friend that was telling me about said she didn't know if she would make it.
我这个朋友说他不知道他能不能
受得了经过这些。I think she had six brothers and sisters.
他有六个兄弟姐妹。
But she wasn't married.
但是他没有结婚。她是单身。
So they expected her to take care of them.
所以呢 them or their mother?
Their mother and dad.
Okay, 因为她没有结婚，她是单身，所以她的兄弟姐妹都指望着她去照顾父母。
They would come visit once in a while, maybe bring things once in a while, you know.
她的这些兄弟姐妹有时候来看看父母，带点东西。
But my friend never cared. She said, I love taking care. She loved taking care of
her. 但是我的朋友从来不在意，她说我很爱。
But sometimes that's what happens in a family. When you're single,
当你是单身的时候，
you have to bear these things.
你必须要承担这个责任。
So if you learn how to accept it,
所以你就接受，然后继续往前行。
It will lighten your heart.
这个会让你的心轻松一些。
God bless you this morning.
神祝福大家。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we're so human.
神啊，我们真的是很软弱，很人性化。
But I'm glad when Jesus was here on earth, he said, I know their dust.
当主耶稣来到世间的时候，他知道我们不过是尘土。
But he said, if they become my children,
如果他，但是他，主耶稣说，如果他们成为我的孩子，
their sins are forgiven.
他们的罪被赦免。
They have the Holy Spirit I'm sending them.
他们有我所差遣的圣灵。
And he will be the power in their life.
他，圣灵会成为他们生命中的能力。
We love our women, Lord.
主啊，我爱这些姐妹。
Many of them, all of them, have their good traits.
每个人有自己的优点、长处。
But then sometimes we have some traits that aren't so nice.
我们有时候有一些有一些东西是不好的缺点。
And we need your help.
我们都需要你的帮助。
So God bless them and help them, Lord.
主啊，求你来祝福、帮助他们。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. God bless you.